T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Infrastructure plan stalled in the Senate. We have the story.
I'm Rodney Price. Sedgwick County is searching for a new EMS director. That story is coming up.
Suspect dies in crash attempting to run from Wichita police. I'm Dan O'Neill.
4 more residents of the Olympic Village testing positive for COVID-19. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. An area of high pressure continues to expand across the Central Plains, and that will be heating us up throughout the next several days. How hot do we get? Our full forecast in just a few minutes.
A bipartisan infrastructure measure is stalled in the Senate, at least for the time being.
An effort by Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer to jumpstart the process for passing a $1 trillion infrastructure measure fell short.
But in order to finish the bill, we first need to start.
No Republican supported a procedural motion to begin debate as negotiators continue hammering out final agreements. Senate Republican Leader Mitch McConnell told colleagues,
"Around here, we typically write the bills before we vote on them."
After the vote, a group of nearly 24 senators made up of Republicans and Democrats say they're optimistic a deal will be finished in the coming days. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Sedgwick County will begin a search for a new emergency medical services director.
On Monday, EMS Director Dr. John Gallagher was placed on administrative leave. At Wednesday's Sedgwick County Commission meeting, County Manager Tom Stoll said an interim director will be named as soon as possible. The changes come after calls by some EMS staff and elected leaders for Gallagher's removal. Stoles had these words for county residents.
To the citizens of this community, to EMS staff, and to this commission, I apologize for this concern in our public safety services. I feel it is my moral and ethical obligation to hear all sides in regards to the formal complaints made at the April meetings.
Stoles says the county will separate the EMS division from the Office of the Medical Director. The two departments merged in 2019. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
One person is dead, another hospitalized, following a police chase in North Wichita.
It happened over the noon hour Wednesday when officers attempted to make a traffic stop near I-135 and K-254. The driver sped off, crashing with another vehicle at 53rd and Hydraulic. Police officer Charlie Davidson says the driver of the run vehicle is believed to have been involved with armed drug trafficking.
There appears to be evidence of illegal drug trafficking in the vehicle, but again, it's still early in the investigation, and we continue to investigate that.
The 28-year-old suspect died in the crash. The driver of the other vehicle was hospitalized with non-life-threatening injuries. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
4 more residents of the Olympic Village, including 2 athletes, have tested positive for COVID-19. A total of 91 people accredited for the Tokyo Games have tested positive since the beginning of the month. A skateboarder from the Netherlands and a table tennis player from the Czech Republic tested positive. They had to leave the village and enter a quarantine hotel. 2 additional Games-concerned personnel, a category that includes coaches and officials, staying in the village overlooking Tokyo Bay, have also tested positive.
President Biden is apparently planning to meet with business owners to talk about cybersecurity.
A National Security Council spokesperson, according to the AP, said there would be a meeting at the end of August with the president's national security team and unnamed business leaders. Earlier this month, during a meeting with Russia's president, President Biden said he told Vladimir Putin that the U.S. will take action to stop cyber attacks, many of which come from Russia, including the SolarWinds hack. He also said Putin should do more to stop criminal networks from perpetrating attacks on Russian soil. Just this week, the Biden administration blamed the Microsoft email exchange hack on China. Recent ransomware attacks have had major impacts, including the one on the Colonial Pipeline, which resulted in short-term gasoline shortages. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
A judge says victims and families who suffered losses in the collapse of a 12-story oceanfront Florida condominium will get a minimum of $150 million in compensation initially. Judge Michael Hansman said at a hearing Wednesday that sum includes insurance on the Champlain Towers South building and the expected proceeds from the sale of the Surfside property where the structure once stood. It does not include proceeds from any of the numerous lawsuits filed since the June 24th collapse that left at least 97 people dead. Those lawsuits are being consolidated into a single class action, potentially covering all victims and family members. KNSS News Time now, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Solid road efforts for the Royals and the wind surge last night. We'll have details coming up in sports.
For the second time in the past week, the number of newly reported coronavirus cases in Oklahoma has topped 1,000. That story just ahead on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted, now 8:08, 8 minutes past 8 o'clock here on this Thursday morning. For the second time in the past week, the number of newly reported coronavirus cases in Oklahoma has topped 1,000. The Oklahoma State Department of Health Wednesday reported 1,203 new cases and a seven-day average of 750 new cases daily. That's up from a seven-day average of 213 on July 1st. State health officials have said the increase is likely because of low vaccination rates in the state and the highly contagious Delta variant moving into Oklahoma from Arkansas and Missouri, which rank first and second in the nation in new cases per capita.
A deranged man attacked a woman on a street in New York, and mayoral candidate Curtis Sliwa was there to save the day.
The man going off on strangers, including a woman who appears to whip out a knife in self-defense. But she didn't need it because Sliwa, the founder of the crime-fighting Guardian Angels, stepped in to defuse the situation.
You like my wife! It's what you like! You like my wife!
Standing between the man and the woman and her child, calming him down and walking him away. In New York, Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
The mayor of Rochester, New York, is facing criminal charges.
Democrat Lovely Warren has pleaded not guilty to weapons possession and child endangerment. The charges stem from a police raid of her home in May as part of a drug investigation. Prosecutors say cops found a rifle and pistol and her 10-year-old daughter home alone. Warren has not been charged in the drug case. The two-term mayor was defeated in a Democratic primary last month. Warren became a national figure last year when she was highly critical of police after the suffocation death of a black man in custody who'd been restrained with a spit hood. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
A cold snap in South America, brewing up bad news for coffee drinkers.
Below freezing temperatures hitting parts of Brazil's coffee belt is blending up trouble for the world's largest bean producer. The U.S. Agriculture Department expects Brazil to have its biggest year-over-year drop in production in nearly two decades. That's grounds for higher prices. Some analysts say the cost of coffee has already jolted to a six-year high. Tom Graham, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:10, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock.
gasoline prices here in the Wichita area. Wichita area is still averaging right around $2.99 a gallon. We do have some road construction that is going to start up today. That road construction is going to be west of Wichita. It's between Cheney and Garden Plain, eastbound on US 54 there. They're going to be closing the right lane from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With a clear and dry start to the day here in Wichita, sunny and much warmer this afternoon. Yesterday, we were in the upper 80s. Today should reach 91. With a clear sky tonight, our low near 70. Sunny, breezy, and hot on Friday with a high 96. 97 on Saturday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Now a sunny sky, 69 degrees. We have a south wind at 9 miles per hour. 8:12 now, Steve, 10 in the morning here on KNSS. And the infrastructure bill or measure seems to be stalled right now in the Senate. With us this morning, Fox News Radio's Rachel Sutherland. Good morning, Rachel.
Hey, good morning, Steve. Yep, the Republicans blocked the infrastructure. I wouldn't exactly call it a bill because it's not in legislative form. This is about $1 trillion or so dollars of spending on core infrastructure, roads, bridges, internet, broadband. But they blocked it because they want to see the actual legislative text. And there are still concerns about how to pay for it. Some Republicans have been cooling off on the idea of increasing IRS tax enforcement. It would require additional IRS agents be hired. They've already been pretty beleaguered through tax season. They moved the deadline for us. It wasn't for our benefit. It was because they needed more time. And also, Republicans don't like the perception that the federal government would be sicking the IRS on Americans.
Now, it's not a bill, but one of the complaints I heard from the Republican side is, you know, we haven't read this thing yet. We don't know whether we want to vote to go ahead with it or not.
That's right. Because they don't know. They know the top line number, which is a little over $1 trillion. They also want a score from the Congressional Budget Office, which is the government's bean counters, to see how it's going to affect the bottom line. They don't have that. Now, the White House, in all fairness, has said this was just a procedural vote, a motion to proceed on debate. It's called cloture. So it's not like they were going to be voting on the final bill because there is no final bill. And so the Democrats and the White House making the argument that debating the proposal, there's no problem with that while you work on the text. Where it stands right now is that they're going to bring it back. They're going to work on it again next week. There's a chance that senators could be working through the weekend because Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, has said multiple times you might be working long hours and possibly into August. This has really been a self-imposed deadline because August typically is a ghost town at the Capitol. Nothing goes on because they're on recess. But again, the majority leader warning they could be staying and working on infrastructure.
A good many Americans, the only contact we have with the federal government beyond income taxes is the federal highway system. And of course, we're really concerned about how the bridges and the services are kept up. But apparently, this proposal, is this the one that goes far beyond that, or is this a basic measure?
No, this is the proposal that's on your traditional infrastructure to pay for that. Behind that is a $3.5 trillion proposal that has more what they call human infrastructure, which is social programs, clean energy initiatives, and who knows what else, because it's not, again, it's not a bill yet, so we haven't been able to see. It's obviously going to be a lot, expanding Medicaid, Medicare expansion. So there's a lot that would be in that, and Democrats want to pair the two together. Republicans are saying, no, they need to be separate. And then so Democrats looking at using that budget reconciliation, which would avoid any Republican support to push through that big spending plan. But, you know, infrastructure is enormously popular with Americans when you're talking about core infrastructure. And whoever gets it, whoever's in the White House is going to be a big win.
All right. Thank you for being with us this morning. We appreciate it. Fox News Radio's Rachel Sutherland talking about that infrastructure measure. She says it's not really a bill that hadn't been written up yet. It's stalled in the Senate as both sides trying to get that thing ironed out, figure out what they want to do and how they're going to do it. Governor Laura Kelly has directed that flags in our state of Kansas be lowered to half staff on all state buildings, grounds, and facilities effective immediately until the day of interment in honor of Kansas Representative Ron Howard of Wichita, who has died. Howard represented Kansas House District 98 since the year 2019. Notice of the day of internment will be sent at a later date, and the flags will be flying at half staff until we get to that date. 8:16, Stephen Ted here on KNSS, and let's say a big happy birthday to Robert Dole. Sorry about that. Bob Dole having a birthday today. He's 98 years old. Ever met Senator Dole, Ted?
I don't believe so.
I said the first time I ever knew anything about him, I've told this story before. I think I was about 10 years old, maybe 9 or 10. And my dad was working at the fair, the Kansas State Fair. His company had a booth up there. And so I went up with him and spent the day. And I remember going through one of those buildings, the Kansas building or something. And there was a booth there with Bob Dole for Senate. No, for House of Representatives. Anyway, here's this little picture of Bob Dole, this dark-haired guy. That's the first I ever heard of Bob Dole. Well, I was a youngster. I was 10 years old. He's had a long, long career after he got back from World War II and recuperated from those injuries, those terrible injuries. And then he got into politics, and he's done
very
well.
Successful career.
Yeah. At one time, a candidate for President of the United States.
Yeah. Made it to the Republican nomination.
Yeah, we would have had
against
two.
Against an incumbent president.
We would have had two from Kansas. Eisenhower and Dole. That would have been great. It didn't happen. Well, he's 98 years old today, and he's still thinking about coming back to Kansas for a visit, and at least one more. We'll see what happens. He's a survivor. He's tough. He's a tough guy.
Yeah, I miss those days when Bob Dole was in charge in the U.S. Senate.
Well, those were some good
days. Those were good days.
And he found some guys. He worked really well with, like, George McGovern, the liberal, and he worked with the other guys. He never gave up anything, but they would compromise and find some common ground, and they made some pretty good legislation, I remember, in those days.
Yep. Yeah. Missed those days when Bob Dole and Tip O'Neill were.
Oh, yeah. There you go. There's a couple of characters.
Getting things done on Capitol Hill.
All right. 8:18, Stephen Ted in the morning here on KNSS Sports Time with Ted Woodward. And we've got a lot of baseball to talk about today, right, Ted?
Yeah, got a lot of different items to touch on, including the Royals. They were in Milwaukee yesterday afternoon, finishing up a two-game set against the first-place Milwaukee Brewers. And the Royals got some nice clutch hitting yesterday. That always helps. Yes. You heard the game on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
And he swings and shoots it to right field. That's going to be all the way bouncing up against the fence over the head of the right fielder, Garcia. One run is in. Two runs are in. McBroom stops at third. It's a two-run double for Nicky Lopez. And the Royals lead this game 5-3.
That was a big hit. Royals end up winning it 6-3. It also helps when the other team makes mistakes.
Yeah.
Milwaukee did make a couple of key errors, and that led to 5 unearned runs for the Royals. So they took advantage. Got some hits, took advantage of those errors, and won the game 6-3. On the mound, Brad Keller got his first win in a month and a half as the Royals win both games, sweeping a short 2-game series in Milwaukee. The Brewers are an interesting team. They're in first place. They're really good. Got a nice, comfortable lead atop their division, but they cannot beat the Kansas City Royals. They went 0-4 this season against the Royals. So it's an off day today for KC as they get ready to travel home and begin a homestand coming up starting tomorrow. Minor league baseball, the Wichita Wind Surge is spending 2 weeks in the state of Arkansas on a road trip. They're in Little Rock last night, taking on the Arkansas Travelers. And the Surge get the job done. Right fielder Trey Cabbage homered for the second straight game. And Wichita wins it 6-4 at Arkansas. Surge is now 10 games over 500, 39-29. They've won 8 of their last 10 and playing some good baseball right now. Still the number 2 spot in the league, a 3-game lead for that spot. Wichita visiting the Travelers again tonight in downtown Little Rock. College athletics landscape always in flux, might be ready for another seismic event. Reports are surfacing that Oklahoma and Texas are talking to the Southeastern Conference about joining the SEC and thus leaving the Big 12 in the process. Well, we'll see what happens with that. Here's Texas A&M Athletic Director Ross Bjork reacting to that news.
Pretty much the news was hitting as we were walking in the hotel, and so I was caught off guard just like you were and just like a lot of people here in Hoover were caught off guard. And, you know, our position is, look, there's a reason why we left the Big 12 back in 2011 and started in July 1st of 2012, is that we wanted to have a standalone identity in the state of Texas and all the turmoil that was happening in college athletics at the time. And so the SEC has been a perfect fit for us. And we believe that we want to maintain that same identity.
Audio there from ESPN. We'll see if there's anything to the rumblings that Oklahoma and Texas might be looking to leave the Big 12 Conference. All right, we're on the doorstep. The Summer Olympics are here.
While the chief of the Tokyo Olympics Organizing Committee was unable yesterday to rule out the possibility that the Olympics could still get canceled because of the prevalence of COVID-19, competition got underway today at the rescheduled 2020 Summer Games. A shocker in soccer. The U.S. Women's National Team lost for the first time since January 2019. Sweden shut out the Americans 3-0 to end a streak of 44 consecutive wins. Next match will be Saturday against New Zealand. Better fortune for the United States softball team. 38-year-old pitcher Kat Osterman struck out 9 over 6 innings. She allowed only one hit in the USA's 2-0 shutout win over Italy in a game played 3.5 hours north of Tokyo. Competition underway today in soccer, softball, and baseball. Jared Max, Fox News.
And a happy birthday today to good Wichita athlete out there, Taylor Stevens. She's now Taylor Dugan, 36 today. Star basketball player in her playing days at Bishop Carroll High School. Also went on to play for Wichita State University in women's basketball, and Taylor is now the head coach at her alma mater, Bishop Carroll.
Oh, how about
basketball.
That?
So great. Happy birthday to Taylor Dugan. Taylor Stephen, back in her playing days, she is 36 today. That's sports with Stephen Ted.
8:22 now. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute in the midst of a big battle over infrastructure. That's on the way. Stephen Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.